Hi there. The word for today is Calvary was always part of God's plan. In Isaiah 53, verse 10, reading from the Message, the Bible says it's what God had in mind all along. In Psalm 22, verse 1, the psalmist writes, "My God, why have you forsaken me? I am a reproach of men and despised. All those who see me ridicule me, saying, 'He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him.' I am poured out like water. My bones are out of joint. My tongue clings to my jaws. Listen to it. They pierced my hands and my feet. And for my clothing, they cast lots." Think about it. David could be describing Jesus' crucifixion in detail. Yet when he wrote these words, crucifixion hadn't been introduced as a form of execution. It was initiated centuries later by the Phoenicians, and long after that, before it was adopted by the Roman Empire. Dr. Charles Augustus Briggs says, and I quote, "You can take this psalm, lay it side by side with the New Testament accounts of the crucifixion, and see how they dovetail perfectly. It's astonishing that someone would describe something so intimately and intricately 1,000 years before it happened. You see, Calvary wasn't the result of happenstance. Long before Jesus came on the scene, God had a plan to reconcile us to himself through Christ. God was in Christ Jesus, wrote Paul, reconciling the world unto himself." Historian Paul L. Meyer puts it this way. In Isaiah 53, we have almost a running commentary on what happened on Good Friday. He says it would be mathematically impossible for anyone else to fulfill all these parameters of prophecy in the Old Testament better than Jesus. Bottom line, Eugene Peterson paraphrases it in the Message, Isaiah 53, verse 10, in these words, "It's what God had in mind all along, that he gave himself as an offering for sin." And that means, before there was an Easter, God was thinking about you. That's the word for you today.